With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. A lot of snow, rain, and cold weather awaits travelers for the rest of the Thanksgiving holiday season, with winter storm warnings posted Friday across the northern part of the country. And more snow falling over the Great Lakes region. Some came down yesterday there in Lowville, New York. People brought out the snow blowers. Airlines around the world canceling some flights today, delaying others. Heading into a busy weekend, they have to fix software on a widely used commercial plane. That's after analysis found computer code may have contributed to a sudden drop in the altitude of a JetBlue aircraft last month. Airbus says an analysis of the JetBlue incident revealed that intense solar radiation may have corrupted data critical to the functioning of its A320 family of aircraft. Some new developments in the Trump administration's push for new maps.
A panel of three federal judges in North Carolina has cleared the way for a new congressional map to be used in the 2026 midterm elections. The judges rejected arguments that the Republican redrawn map amounted to unconstitutional political retaliation and diluted the voting power of black voters. Meanwhile, in a reversal, Indiana Republicans will meet in December to consider a new congressional district map favoring GOP candidates. The state Senate's Republican leader had previously said they would not meet because there was not enough support to pass a new map. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Some good news for farmers. Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Stephen Biden says President Trump has got their back.
For every country that President Trump goes to, with the rest of his trade team, the first thing they get told is this. If you want to have a trade deal with the United States, you have to open your market to America's farmers. If you don't, there's no use in our talking.
Deputy Agriculture Secretary Stephen Biden interviewed this week on the Salem Radio Network, and this is SRN News. There's a new book out on abortion, and it's designed just for kids.
Pro-choice activists Amelia Bonow and Rachel Kessler are the authors. The book is titled Abortion is Everything and is aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds. The authors say their work, quote, frames abortion as the actualization of a uniquely human superpower, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world, unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
Anti-Semitic incidents in the Czech Republic reached record levels last year. In its annual report, the Federation of the Jewish Community says it registered 4,700 anti-Semitic incidents in 2024, almost 9% more than seen the year before. The Federation says the Czech Republic has been no exception to what it calls a global explosive wave of anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Don't be too quick to part with those leftover comic books you may find lying around the house or up in the attic. After all, Jennifer King reports one super rare Superman comic has fetched a price that's out of this world.
It's Superman!
A copy of the first Superman comic, a 1939 Superman number one first edition, has sold for $9,120,000 this month.
There was a lot of spirited bidding. It shattered the previous world record.
Lon Allen, vice president of comics at Heritage Auctions, says the copy was unearthed in a cardboard box under layers of old newspapers and cobwebs by three brothers who were cleaning out their late mother's attic in San Francisco.
It's one of the most desirable comic books that you could own. It's in the very highest grade. It's the original printing.
The buyer and the three brothers remain unidentified. I'm Jennifer King.
You'll find more of these stories at srnnews.com.